When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
It's our sloppy seconds extra second weekly release.
It's a little bit of a tongueful for you, that, isn't it? A little bit of a mouth thing going on. What was that? Ooh. You stretched your mouth like a puss.
I'm stretching my mouth open, ready for it.
Don't be tired, baby. I know it's Monday morning, but you've got this.
Can you hear me voice? It's a bit tired as well.
Yeah. Monday it's morning. It's been a weekend full of...
frolics.
Yeah.
Yes. Sam's not here today.
Thank God. I'm joking.
Sam's PTing, but we've got Lily May here.
Hi.
Hi. Why was that really nan energy from the corner of the room?
Yeah.
Hi. Can you pop the kettle on? Have you got me chewed and butty?
I'd like to deny it, but that's fully something I'd say.
What is your favourite sandwich? Sorry.
Oh, my favourite.
What would be your favourite sandwich, Lily May, from a Tesco meal deal?
Cheese and pickle.
What?
Yeah, cheese and pickle.
What?
What would yours be?
Tuna sweet corn.
Ooh.
I might get one on the way home. I love it.
No.
I never eat tuna sweet corn anymore because my boyfriend hates tuna and I don't. It would break my heart if I went to kiss him and he went, ew, go away, you smell the tuna.
Oh, do you know what Mauro said to me the other day? He went, your breath stinks of fish. I don't even eat fish.
I was like, oh my god. I just
great. It's one thing to smell a fish having eaten fish,
but not having eaten fish and it stinks of fish. I need to go see a hygienist.
Yeah. Wow. What had you eaten? Can I just say, honey, buddy?
I don't know. He said he felt
like...
You should have said,
yeah, well, I sucked your dick. Mind you, he would have known he had to.
Well. Exactly. I should have said it
not
to someone
since
else's.
1992. Sucked your jazz dick, bitch.
How are we all doing? Are we all right?
I'm all right. I've brought the dog with me. It's very, like, zen in here today.
The energy's changed.
The
pH balance has changed in the room.
The pH balance of my puss is... It's like retrospective, reflective, happy, harmonious.
Alkaline.
Mercury is in retrograde. I would say at the moment this podcast today is gonna, by the time you finish this bonus, you're gonna feel uplifted, you're gonna feel happy, you're gonna feel reflective upon your own behaviours recently, and you're gonna make active change towards positivity.
Wow. That is inspirational for
That's
Monday.
Really powerful.
Yeah, it's all right, it's just Monday morning positivity.
Right.
I was just thinking, we really need to do this, get in touch.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm building to it. And the thing is, if you are sat there thinking, how would I feel like this at the end of a podcast? It's quite simple, really. You could get in touch via WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
You could text us. You could voice note us. You could go wild. You could DM us. In fact, if you wanted to DM, which stands for direct message, you could do that via Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod. Or you could actually fill a form in. Now, that form has got a link to the form, and the link can also be found on the Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod. And of course, there is also a number at the top of this. You just head to the description to find out more.
There we go.
It's crazy, some may say.
It's cuckoo. So that's how you get in touch, listeners. Thank you very much. Now, we just told you how to get in touch. So let's go through some of the messages from our gorgeous listeners who already have done that via the methods prior to what we just mentioned.
And what they're going to find now is that they're going to find that release.
Release me. Release my body. This comes from a non he him. Just a big thank you to Lily May. Have you written this again?
I haven't. And
you've
written this. I haven't written this.
We got a lot of Lily May love.
Yeah, lick.
Lick. She wants to eat some, but she can't fuck with her.
Is that the clean version?
Yeah, so she pick it up. That's sort of the play on Radio 1.
For fuck's sake. Take a shot every time Danny Beer says Radio 1.
No, they'd be drunk.
Exactly. Big thank you to Lily May for talking about her experience and not feeling pressured to come out to it, to the family. As someone in my 30s, I've only recently come out to a friend and started to feel comfortable about my sexuality. And I hate the way we always have to come out. You know, you don't have to constantly come out as straight. That's true. And yet, I have to have conversations with my parents, although I'm sure they know. Listening to Lily May put my mind at ease, and I felt like a weight had been lifted from my shoulders, knowing that everyone's journey is different, yet the journey I'm taking isn't necessarily wrong. The podcast has been amazing, as all my friends are straight, and this podcast, along with my personal trainer, are the only interactions I have on the gay scene. It's not Sam, is it?
Probably.
Except for the odd grinder hookup, so thank you for being there. Well, do you know what? You're welcome. We are your gay friends.
We
your
are.
Gay aunties, if you will.
Yeah. Gunkle.
We're the gunkles. Well, Lily May, you're inspiring the people.
You know what? I never thought I would be speaking on this podcast, but the fact that made me feel so happy to read that because, I mean, I guess when you're just talking about something that you've gone through or whatever, you don't necessarily expect it to resonate with someone. And also, I just never would have expected anyone to say that either.
Yeah.
So that's just really nice to hear. Everyone's family makeup is very, very different. And, you know, you can't necessarily speak for what is right for other people. But you know, I feel really happy that this person felt seen and felt like their situation is better, or at least a weight had been lifted. So I really appreciate that person getting in touch, because I felt a lot better as well hearing that someone else had benefited from me talking about my experiences as well.
I think thank you, Lily May. I think as well, we are all friends here, and we do just, you forget. Like, we don't sit here and think, while we're talking, I don't even know the listener number, but, you know, 7 million people are going to hear this. It's not that, but we'll pretend. 7 million people are going to hear this conversation. We just talk, and that's part of it. And
for sure.
Hopefully when you listen back, you feel part of the conversation, because that's the aim of the game.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got Sani here. Do you want to read Sani?
I love a bit of Sani. I love the podcast. I recommend your show to everyone. My friends and I were chatting the other day about how tricky it is to date these days, because it's so hard to come across as yourself on app. So tiring. And some of them said they wish they could just delete dating apps from the world completely. But do you think dating apps are the issue? Because I think as a queer person, I'd have had a much harder time without them. This is from Sani, he, him.
I think the apps have a great place in the world for people who need them and want to use them, for sure. Like,
but they've got the dangers.
But I mean, like Tinder and Hinge and stuff, I think it is very hard to get your personality across. I mean, I've not been on those apps in years because I'm not looking for a fella. But
I was literally on Tinder for about 2 weeks and it knocked me sick.
I did enjoy Tinder when I was on it.
Did you?
I did, and I did go on a couple of dates.
I hate the endless boring chat. And then you meet someone off there and they're nothing like what they've put on there. And it's like, what is this time-wasting machine?
It is time-wasting.
Get me back on. Brr, stick your brr in me. Brr, and move on.
For sure. I mean, I do prefer to meet people in the flesh organically. I actually do, because you can vibe with somebody instantly in the flesh, or you can really not gel and you know instantly that it's not going to work. Yeah. On an app, it's very hard to do that and navigate that. You can think somebody's one thing and then they're not. So I think it's got its place, but it can never replicate the real spark you can get from the flesh.
100%. And I think when you meet someone and you've just got this exciting fire.
I love
no
that.
Better thing.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate it sometimes where you sometimes think there's a spark and then it's like, pied, no, there's not. Have you ever had that? I've had that. And it's also worked the other way. Somebody thought we had a little spark going on. I actually had the ick. Sometimes it does it. I mean, sometimes you can think
I wasn't all... treating you mean to keep you keen. Yeah. I was treating you mean because you smell like you've just eaten a tuna sandwich.
Fish breath.
I've definitely had that though. When someone, I thought there was like real chemistry with someone, and I was like, I never would assume that. But I was like so certain that we had chemistry.
Yeah.
And to the point where I felt quite comfortable. Like,
how many Sauvignon Blancs had you had?
Zero.
Oh.
Right, and I'd spent, there was a whole weekend where I was spending time with people, and I'm trying not to be very specific, and I thought, right, there's chemistry there, like we're getting on so well, they're being so kind and lovely, and I feel like, yeah, there's something there, and to be fair, like, I don't know, I would have been fine with just being friends with this person, but there was definitely a distance element to it as well. But I felt really comfortable asking them out, and then they kind of half said, yes, let's make something happen, but they were going away.
Yeah.
So then it was like, oh, after then, and then they just never followed up whatsoever, and then not long after had got a girlfriend.
That's always the way. I was waiting for that part of the story to come in.
Yeah, had somebody on the back burner.
Yeah,
do you think? And yeah, it was just a bit of like wrong timing, wrong place. Maybe there was chemistry there, and it was
well,
just wrong
yeah,
place,
it
wrong
definitely.
Time.
I was like, I felt so certain, and then it made me think, oh, maybe I've just got that whole situation wrong, and I'm just not used to people men being nice to me. Right.
No,
that's genuinely what I thought.
No, if you've got trust the gut, Lily Mae.
Trust the gut.
Trust the gut. The activitus regularis. You know, girls, gays, theys. Are you cuckoo for confessions?
Yeah, baby.
Gagging for gossip. Mm-hmm. Are you turned on by tittle tattle? Mm-hmm. Then make sure you're spreading the love with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and tell them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode with your friends now. We'll give you a few moments and we'll be back after a little chat from our sponsors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Gossip Gays.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gays Part 2 Sloppy Seconds Boosty Bonus. We're here, we're queer. Still me, Danny, Lily Mae. Fabulous.
Mm. We've got Izzy the dog.
We've got Danny Beale's National Treasure Barometer coming up right now. Barometer, as I should say. when we work out how close Danny is actually becoming into a national treasure.
Now, is this going to end soon?
Well, it depends. Depends if you actually achieve national treasure.
Clearly, I'm never going to. So,
never say never.
I don't think that's fair.
Never say never.
And also, I think it ends when you become one of the ends of the scale. So, if you become a local knobhead, then I think that also ends.
So that's the bottom of the scale, local knobhead, and the top of his course, national treasure. Now, last time we measured your status, we concluded that you were controversial Karen. Now, we have some new evidence to submit your case.
Now, go on.
I was going to say, you've been on a press tour.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, you've been on a press tour. Now, that is some sort of national treasure shit, I would say. Yeah,
I just call it someone with a PR team.
A local knobhead would not go on a press tour unless they were, like, a preacher in the street. You know?
Yeah, maybe. Honey.
Do you know what I mean? So that, and then also, you're a Pride headliner for Manchester Pride. Now that is...
I'm Brighton. Yeah. I'm not the headliner there, sorry.
You're not headlining Brighton, but Girls Aloud are.
Yeah.
From their national treasures.
Shoulder to shoulder.
But you're on the same billing.
Yeah, that's true.
Cheek, baby.
Yeah, you're actually up to speed, kind of just dead quick. The Girls Aloud tour starts next month. They've just posted on their Instagram.
I know.
We're going. We've got tickets. I'm so excited. Liverpool. We're going to actually the last day of the tour, so they better do something special for the last day in Nicola's hometown.
Well, you never know who she might bring on. Why are you laughing? I'm not saying it's me.
That would be national treasure. Nicola, if
imagine
you're
it was me dressed as Nicola. Imagine they did a drag line up for the.
That would be so cool.
That'd be last night.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not Gals Aloud, because sorry, girls, I'm not in tears.
Why? Why? I love Kitty Scott Claus.
I worked with her.
Kitty?
No, her.
Oh, her. She.
Yeah, her.
The drag queen, her.
People are going to be like, who?
Yeah,
who?
Sorry, no, there's a drag queen called her.
I love her. Yeah, I think she's so funny. I judged a drag contest in Bristol.
What are your credentials? Sorry for judging a drag competition.
I was a guest judge. I wasn't the main judge.
Why did you do that?
Because I worked with a drag queen in Bristol on some stuff, and they basically wanted someone who... I presented a radio show at the time, so they basically wanted someone in the area who was, like, presenting, or I guess someone...
A Z-list?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
A complete set list.
Are you on the... Could you be on the way up to be national treasure? No.
I think she's on local number.
I think we all need a barometer.
I'm a local number. But anyway, no, I worked with her and her did a performance there and she was amazing. And I've followed her ever since and I love her. I'd love to see her on Drag Race.
There's one her and me. Because she used to be called Meth.
Right.
Oh,
but she
yes.
changed her name from Meth to me. To try and get on Drag Race, I think.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Good move. Yeah. It's having a name like Meth, is not. Yeah. You don't like breath.
Meth. Yeah. imagine RuPaul.
Trying to come up with lines for the critiques when they're like, and Meth today. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know anything about Meth to make any references, but.
And Meth, you have really put it in the pipe. I don't know. I don't know. Pride headliner.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I think you've gone from controversial Karen.
I've done that for years, darling.
No, but I mean, we're talking about the now. All right.
Let's say if you hadn't been on the headline, if you were further down the bill, then that would have put you down.
It would have put you down, actually.
So the fact that you've got that consistency, I think, is good. Mm. I mean, have you got anything to add for this week?
No.
Is that because we've said positive things and it sounds like it's going up?
If I spoke about my private life, we wouldn't even have a barometer.
Well, I feel quite comfortable in saying, where were we at? National newbie before. Do we feel like we're back there? Do we feel like...
I feel like we could do with a little bit more support from our listeners here, because there is people that listen to the show all the time that come to my shows and live things. Like, people were out the other night and they were like, oh, you're listening to this on the podcast? And I'm like, well...
Yeah.
Get me fucking barometer up there. So we can finish the fucking segment.
Yeah, we do need more sort of barometer evidence coming in, I think.
Well, I think instead of going up to, like, I think it's... You're kind of heading more towards, like, gamers. Because we're all about pride. So I think it's like...
I'm already gamers.
Right, well, I think you're back to being gamers now.
I was never not gamers.
You were gay infamous.
No, I'm gamers. Come on. I hate the term gamers.
But you are.
And anyone that uses it seriously, but I am.
I think let's just keep it a gamers then for now, because you're not controversial, Karen.
No,
and I wouldn't
not.
Say like...
I was never that. I just went with it for you guys.
Yeah, but you're not the judge of this.
You're not the judge, darling.
Oh, sorry.
She's judged a drag competition one time in Bristol.
All right. Right, my darling. Oh, my God, I loved your drag. It were lovely.
How? How did already know. I had the deciding vote as well. It was horrible. I hated it. I thought I am not the qualified person here to give the deciding vote. But I mean, I definitely made the right decision.
Well, and there you go. You were qualified.
No, we don't.
Done.
Bat myself.
Thank you, everyone, for getting involved.
No problem.
Well, so, yeah. We're saying Gamus for
Gamus,
today.
Gamus. She's Gamus today. And that's it for our little Brucey bonus episode. Sorry, it's a bit shorter than usual, but we've got things to do. I'm off to South
things
Africa.
To do.
Actually, I'm there now.
Oh!
I'm there right now. I'm
how
there in South Africa.
South Africa.
Bloody gorgeous.
How was your safari?
I've not gone on it yet. That's you this week coming. Oh, sorry. I saw a kangaroo.
you didn't see kangaroos, you prick.
Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. There we go. I've seen them all. I've eaten a South African sausage.
I was going to say, before we go then, do you want to make some predictions about how it might go? And then we can check in on them.
All right, yeah. Well,
I reckon you'll go on safari, it'll rain and you'll see no animals.
Right. Money well spent.
No, I'm joking. I hope it's cracking the flags. I hope you see a big fucking...
I really want to see a lion.
I'd love to see a lion
cub.
Wow.
Like babies, like a mom with its babies, you know. Cubs.
Is there any animals you'd... I think if I saw an elephant majestically walking through with its little baby holding its mummy's tail,
that'd be
I'd
cute.
Cry.
Yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be gorgeous.
Wild elephant. You know, like in the zoo where they like pace and rock.
No. A wild animal. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to see them all in the wild. Mm. Africa. Can't wait. It's fucking exciting, actually.
Have you got, a playlist to get on to get into the mood while you're on the phone? Like, Shakira, Waka Waka.
Cowboy Carter. I'm listening to that.
Cowboy Carter the whole time.
For sure.
Yeah, we haven't actually spoke about the fact that that's out.
It's out. I like
it. It's not beaten Renaissance for me.
No, because that aimed towards the queers. So I think we're going to resonate with that. Yeah. However, I'm into Cowboy Carter. If she's going on tour, which I think she is, I'm going to be there.
Mm.
Bells, whistles, cowboy hat on, boots on. Boots
do you think
for
I'll
walking.
Make a mistake if I don't get a ticket with you?
You need to fucking go. I'm sorry. If it's anything like the spectacle that was Renaissance.
Yeah, this is the first tour, and I guess from having seen the Renaissance tour, this is the first Beyonce tour that I'm like, actually would really like to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that into the album yet, though.
You'll get there.
Yeah, to me, the first listen, I was like, there's some songs I really like here, but I'm not sure I love it as a whole piece. But now I'm really into it.
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
You all right there, love?
What are you whispering?
It's shite.
Guys, it's shite.
Said it's shite.
Well, no, I like do you know it. What? Art is subjective, guys.
That's true.
Art is subjective, and I like that. It's Jolly Pete, you know, when I said Jolene. Jolene was a bitch. Now, you know, B, she going to re-record it. And then Beyonce's like slagging off Jolene, like, do not take my man. I'm like, calm down, Beyonce. No one wants to fuck Jay-Z.
Well, Becky with the good hair did.
Well, Becky with the good hair also has a blind dog. Called Janet.
Sheep porter. Right. Should we end there?
Let's.
I don't know why I said has a blind dog. I meant to say a guide dog.
tune in for our 250th episode on Thursday.
This Thursday.
I've got a feeling it's going to be a good one.
I've got a feeling I'm going to bring some McDonald's in for everybody.
And I've got a feeling we're going to have cake.
Ooh,
there we go, baby.
Bitch.
Oh, fucking hell. What's more reading?
I can do it if you want.
Oh, yes.
As
why
a treat.
Do you not like to read?
You don't like it either.
It's our fourth episode we've done
in a row. I do like it.
Doing the get in touch.
And now, to finish tonight's show off, a little special, extra special read from the one, the only, it's Lily May.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story or anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, send texts or voice notes, go wild. Do remember, I will be the person listening to it, so not too wild. DM us on Instagram @gossipgaze or fill in our form. If you wish to remain anonymous, just say and we'll never out you and we can even disguise your voice. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. And if you've been crazy enough to action our advice, we'd love for you to get back in touch. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star glowing review and review. And we'll be back with a brand new main episode, as we said, our 250th episode on Thursday.
Yay!
Bye!
Bye!
Very telephone.
I do have a telephone voice.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.